Welcome back to In Focus one last time this morning here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you here with Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse and City Manager Ron Fear. And Ron, going over a lot of things for the City Commission meeting that's going to be tonight. And of course, open, free to the public to go check out. And sometimes just better to figure it out. Just go there and figure it out for yourself sometimes. Of course, we'll have you covered too.
Absolutely.
And it's also on Channel 22, I believe.
Channel 3. If you have Cox. Or you can watch online on the web. So anybody can do that.
Yeah.
So we're streaming live as well.
We got some consent agenda.
We do have some consent agenda items. I point out that one of the items is to consider and authorize administration and the mayor and clerk to execute a phase one design build contract with McCowan Gordon Construction. This is for the two indoor recreation facilities that were approved as part of the Rec and Trails quarter cent bond issue, sales tax item that we had, and these are to be constructed at the Anthony and Eisenhower Middle Schools. There were 11 proposals from design build teams that were submitted for this. There were four finalists that were interviewed, and the McCowan Gordon team, which also includes SFS Architecture, Anderson Knight Architecture, for that team is the recommended for this design build process. And we think that there's advantages to going the design build route. There's a two-phase contract, and tonight asking the commission to approve phase one, which would take the projects through 30% design and for that aspect. And the fee for that first phase is $260,000. Also, we have an exchange, federal funds exchange with KDOT, looking at leveraging $618,000 that would be allocated for state route systems and exchanging that for 75 cents on the dollar exchanged for just over $463,000 that we can use on off-state route systems. We also have a professional services agreement with Schwab and Eaton of Manhattan for $30,593, looking at some sidewalk design over some railroad crossings at South Manhattan Avenue and also Pecan Circle. We also have our agreement with the Food and Farm Council of Riley County and Manhattan. This is an interlocal agreement between the city of Manhattan and Riley County. I believe Riley County's already approved their provision of that to establish this Food and Farm Council for the community as well as the county. And also we have some amended bylaws from the Cemetery Board that has been reporting to the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board and now will be reporting to the City Commission.
And just real quick before we move on to the mayor with some announcements that she has, when we're talking about the consent agenda, just a little City Commission 101
sure.
for some folks. When we're talking about the consent agenda, these are similar to a regular agenda item, except this is just kind of an en masse sort of approval or yes or no vote from the commission.
Generally, so the consent agenda are typically more administrative housekeeping items, contracts, different aspects that in many cases the commission has discussed before. It's second readings of ordinances that they've already considered, different aspects, but any commissioner can ask questions about items on the consent agenda, ask for a presentation, could ask it be moved to the general agenda. Also, there's a provision for public comments to ask questions on any of the consent agenda items. So, but it is something they do. For example, it's today A through O. So there's multiple items on there, and it's something that typically you don't spend very much time on because you're familiar with them and you can pass them in one big block.
And, of course, I also just want to remind folks, if you want to get a little sneak peek of the agenda and the consent agenda, that's online at the City of Manhattan's website, so you can get a little preview of that before the meeting. Mary, you have some announcements.
I was just going to say the meeting would be a lot longer if we had to consider them one by one, A through
O. For sure.
Just generally. Yes, I wanted to call attention to the proclamation we're issuing this evening. The American Association of University Women, Representative Mary Stamey, their president, will be there to accept the proclamation for International Women's Day. And you may think, and women have made a lot of progress. We have had women commissioners more than ever, and legislators more than ever. But there's still a pay gap. There's still a disproportionate number of women involved in the workplace at higher levels. So Tom Phillips newsletter just had a little guide showing how many men versus women in the House chamber and the Senate chamber. And so it's just nice to get that right in front of you, so it makes you stop and think. But women have made a lot of have made successes and met challenges, and so this is an effort to call attention to that and kind of renew our it's good to think about something once a year, at least to put it in front of you and make sure you've paid attention. As a community, it bring it to the community's attention.
And Tom Phillips being one of our state representatives in Manhattan, and of course here in Manhattan, back to back women mayors.
Yep, exactly.
Yusha right before
three,
you. So,
three. Karen McCullough. Karen. Yusha, yeah. and now I am. And I wanted to call attention to, we will not be having a city commission meeting next Tuesday night, I believe it's the
13th,
because Jared McKee, who's a new commissioner, and I and a couple of staff people will be attending the National League of Cities conference in Washington, D.C. This is my first time, so I'm in my third year, and so it's a good opportunity for me. I feel like I'm going to be a really small fish in a big sea, but we're going to be talking with our congressional delegation as well as attending the conference. And those things we're going to bring up to them, something that we have talked a lot about here is the importance of cities and counties in the state beginning to collect internet sales tax. So every time we see them, that's what we push, and I hope the citizens will too. We want to make sure that Fort Riley continues to be strong and maybe regain some of the cuts that they've had. Infrastructure and transportation are big. The state has issues with transportation dollars, so we're looking to the federal government for attention there. Mental health, the state has suffered long, and we hope that there's some federal money for a community mental health block grant program. The Manhattan Regional Airport, we're looking at having to repave the long runway there in the next couple of years. And it takes a while to get federal money into the pipeline. So we want to start talking about
that. That's no cheap project there.
Not at all. And it's going to be a major disruptor for our airport travel. The National Biological and Agro Defense Facility, or NBAF, has the budget for that has just shifted from the department, I believe, the proposal is to shift it from the Department of Homeland Security to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And that wasn't, we don't think that was supposed to happen until it actually opened, but it has happened sooner. And, you know, there's a little bit of nervousness there. And the Manhattan Levee Project. We have known for the last 5-6 years that we're going to have to help when the federal government gets some money to build up our levee by another foot and a half. And so because it didn't perform as the book did not perform as well during the flood
certain
of 93.
Sections of it along the Blue River portion.
So we're going to have to come up with our money, our part of the match. So that's what we're going to be talking to the congressional delegation about. So
busy week.
Thank you.
Busy week.
It will be.
Thanks so much to City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Linda Morse for coming in. Going to get everything straightened out in Washington.
Exactly.
I have faith.
Exactly.
If you missed any of this, go online a little bit later today, newsradiokman.com. Click on demand. You can catch up on this entire In Focus. Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
She sounds so positive about that. Good for you. Moving up on 10 a.m., actually a minute away from 10 o'clock, the statewide tornado drill is going to be happening here momentarily. K-Man will be doing its own EAS, Emergency Alert System, test coming up in just a couple of moments. Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, a little bit of Dan Patrick, and then K-State Baseball all on the way at K-Man.
is a test of the emergency alert system.